Greetings and God bless you, my friends and neighbors, and welcome to the Wow Factor, the word of wisdom designed to inspire, empower, and enlighten you in just a few short minutes at a time. My name is D.L. Wallace, and I am elated to be the host of this day's call, where our motto is simple: your soul will be blessed in 8 minutes or less. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your coworkers, your neighbors, your loved ones, and friends so they can have some inspiration to make it through the course of their day. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply be fruitful and multiply. Be fruitful and multiply. Now, most of us are familiar with this famous scripture. We see it throughout the Bible, and typically it pertains to reproduction, to having babies. You remember in Genesis 9 and 1, the Bible says, God blessed Noah and his sons and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. Yes, my friends, I understand that that concept is typically related to reproduction. However, I also know that it has other relevances to our spiritual life, because those who are fruitful are productive. They are individuals who are operating in the will of God, doing all the things that we should do to grow and expand the kingdom. So there are more ways to be fruitful and multiply, and I want to outline them today in our FRUIT acronym, the 5 ways that we become more productive in this Christian life. That F in our FRUIT acronym reminds us of the importance of making new friends. Yes, my friends and neighbors, making new friends, and Facebook doesn't count. These are friends that you can talk to, eat lunch with, take places, and do things. Remember elementary school? We made new friends every day. If you've got children or grandchildren in elementary school, all you got to do is ask them, how many new friends did you make today? They're going to say, well, I made 3 new friends today, and they can tell you their names, and they can tell you what they like to do. They enjoy making new friends. Well, somewhere along the line in our Christian lives, we stopped and got stuck in one singular circle, and we did not continue to make new friends, some of us. I challenge you to do that. The Bible says in Proverbs 18 and 24, a man that has friends must show himself friendly. Then we discover in Proverbs 17 and 17 that a friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. We see more evidence of the importance of making friends in Proverbs 27 and 17. Iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the countenance of his friend. Don't you recognize, my friends and neighbors, that we all need friends? We need more of them. It's better to have friends than it is to have acquaintances. It's better to have friends than it is to have associates. And it's certainly better to have friends than it is to have enemies. I challenge you to make more. Get out. Smile more. Meet new people. Talk to them. We can only win them when we become friends with them. So first, we have to make new friends. That R in our FRUIT acronym reminds us that we must learn to receive. Yes, my friends and neighbors, you see, for the generous, it's often very difficult to receive. We enjoy giving, but God wants us to receive as well. You know, you can do it in several different ways, but the Bible outlines in 1 John 1 and 12, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Then we discover in Colossians 2 and 6, as you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him. Yes, my friends, we discover in Psalm 68, 19, that God loads us with benefits every single day. How many of those benefits are you receiving? Are you excited to receive the blessings of God? God wants us to have great things. He wants us to have benefits. And sometimes he blesses us with people. Are you reluctant to accept gifts that people shower on you? People want to give you something and you say, no, don't give me that. I don't need that. Go, you could do something else with that money. I'm challenging you, my friends and neighbors, to ignore that temptation and receive. Go ahead and take it. It's God's way of showing you his favor and his love and his blessing. Has anybody ever given you something that you didn't expect, up out the blue? You didn't know they were going to do it. Then of course thank God for them, but then thank God that he's giving you something. We have to learn to receive it. That U in our FRUIT acronym reminds us to eliminate unbelief. Eliminate unbelief. It is impossible to succeed with doubt in our minds. We've got to embrace the fact that we're talented, we're adventurous, we're competent, we're children of God. We have his spirit on the inside of us. Remember when we were little kids, we colored whether we stayed in the lines or not. We ran whether we were fast or whether we had good form or not. We sang whether or not we hit the notes or stayed on key. In short, we believed in ourselves. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to believe in yourself again. The Bible tells tells us in Mark 9 and 23, all things are possible to him that believes. God wants to show his power to us. He wants to show himself strong on our behalf. What do you believe in God for, my friends and neighbors? I challenge you to remove any essence of unbelief and begin to rejoice and be glad, because God is just that good. The next level, the I in our fruit acronym, reminds us to make a lasting impression. Oh yes, my friends and neighbors, we have so much generosity and kindness and gratitude from God, so much humor and wit to share with the world, so much wisdom and sincerity and enthusiasm and peace. The world should see that. Remember, the Bible encourages us in Matthew chapter 5 to let our light so shine before men that they may see our good works and glorify our Father which is in heaven. My friends, we should let that light shine. Let it shine with your smile. Let it shine with your response. Let it shine with the fact that when people see you, they feel as if they met the greatest person they've ever met in their lives. All we've got to do is not only be ourselves, but let the light of Christ shine through us. Yes, my friends, that's not the judgmental light. That's not talking about people. That's not telling them how bad they are. That's letting his goodness shine through us. Showing our love to our fellow man is the key. Finally, my friends and neighbors, that T in our fruit acronym reminds us that we must master tasks. God gave us all a job to do. For my note takers, write that down. God gave us all a job to do. In Ecclesiastes 9 and 10, the Bible says, whatever our hands find to do, we should do it with all our might. In Colossians 3 and 23, we discover that whatever we do, we should do it heartily as unto the Lord and not unto men. We've got a job to do. What's that job? All you got to do is look at Matthew 28:19. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. My friends, we should take advantage of the opportunity to win souls for Christ. The Bible tells us in Proverbs, he who winneth souls is wise. Let's do our best job, my friends and neighbors. Be fruitful and multiply. That's all the time of yours I'm going to take today. Until we talk again on tomorrow, God bless you. God bless your families, and embrace the new and improving you.